All right, it is 8:40 on this Thursday morning, the day after the vice presidential debate. Want to get some more insight into last night's debate. Joining us right now, one of Michigan's most recognized experts in public relations. You certainly remember him as somebody that went through a lot of debates with John Engler when he was a spokesman for the Engler administration. John Truscott from Truscott Rossman online with us right now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Paul. Great to be here.
I appreciate your insight this morning, your time spent with us. We put a poll on Facebook this morning, who won last night. It seems to be a three-way tie between Mike Pence, Kamala Harris, and the fly that landed on Mike Pence's scalp.
Got well, a lot of play. That lit up the Twitterverse, that was for sure.
It did.
When that hit. And so, yeah. You know, you could see the memes and everything coming on that one. And,
yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is, but it at least provided a light moment.
We need as many of those as we can get. What did you think of the debate last night?
You know, I thought it was a really good debate. It was much more traditional, you know, in terms of what we expect. There were, I thought, very substantive issues talked about. You know, evasive on some of them. My wife told me after the first question, she goes, "This looks like we're watching a really bad first date," because they were kind of stiff and kind of looking at each other, kind of, how do I get my positioning here? But I thought as they got into it, they both got comfortable. They both made their points. I'd give a little bit of an edge to the vice president because I thought he set up some key issues for the next presidential debate, if it happens. That's the Green New Deal, packing the Supreme Court, things like that. They're left lingering out there. And that's what you want to do is get those questions out there so that they become issues that are asked about during the campaign.
Absolutely. And didn't really get a straight answer on some of those issues from Senator Harris. There were also issues that Mike Pence sidestepped as well.
Clearly. I mean, he practiced what they say in debate skills or interview skills. Answer the question that you want to answer, not the one that was asked.
Yeah.
And he was very skilled at that. And I thought Senator Harris should have drilled down a little bit more on a few of those to pin him down. But he was showing he was pretty slippery and could get out of it. But I thought both of them wrapped it up extremely well with the answer to the young girl about politics, because I think her sentiment really reflects what a lot of people are thinking right now.
I think so, too. And that was such a great moment to end on, because you could almost see both of them sort of warm up at that moment,
yeah.
Taking in that question and realizing, oh, yeah, this is what our kids are seeing when they see such hate, you know, in politics. We need to get rid of that. And you could almost see them sort of, you know, become a little bit more charmed.
You know, they both just kind of let out a sigh.
Yeah.
It was kind of like back to normal. We can be nice. We don't have to fight with each other all the time. So I thought that was very worthwhile.
What'd you think of the moderator? I thought Susan Page did a pretty good job. She ruled with an iron fist from the beginning, in that she said, you know, basically the subtext of what she was saying was, I'm not going to put up with that stuff that Chris Wallace put up with a week ago.
Yeah. I thought she did a great job. I thought she had a very good list of questions that really kind of exposed some of the key issues throughout the campaign. But then, you know, at the same time, while she would try to stop them, interrupt, she let them go a little bit longer. So it wasn't a hard firm. She let them finish their answers. And the vice president took a little advantage of that, a little bit more than Senator Harris did. And I think some people were probably annoyed by that. But, I thought in terms of debates in recent years, I thought this was one of the better moderators I've seen.
I thought so, too. It's been confirmed that next week's presidential debate, the town hall style, where they're going to be taking questions from uncommitted voters in South Florida, will be a virtual town hall, in that both presidential candidates will be doing this remotely in front of a camera. How does that bode for the next debate?
Well, I'm not convinced it happens like that. Neither campaign was consulted before this announcement, so you know, there's no agreement that it's going to happen. I think it's a bad format. You know, how can you have an exchange of ideas back and forth? I mean, part of a debate, as we've seen in recent years, recent cycles, is the physical aspect of it. How does somebody look? Are they comfortable on stage? A lot of people remember when Al Gore approached George W. Bush, and Bush turns around and kind of gives him that kind of funny grin and that stunned body language. You can't do that here. So I don't like a Zoom format. I assume that given the cycle of COVID that the president's been going through, that he'll be free of COVID and testing negative. And I would really fight hard to get it back to a regular format.
Just put them in a plexiglass box. Maybe that'll work.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Real quick, John, before we go, I want to ask you, so if each of these campaigns called you up and asked for your 2 cents worth of advice, what advice would you give to the Trump campaign and to the Biden campaign?
Biden campaign first, I would say don't take your foot off the gas. I mean, they're clearly up, but I think that complacency could set in for them in terms if their voters think that he's got it won and he's 10 or 15 points up, then they think it's over and they don't vote. For the president, I would say act more like Vice President Pence. You know, tone it down a little bit. You can make your points, you can be strong, but be civil. I think people really want to see that at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Good advice indeed. John, appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Good to talk to you, Paul.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.